Hey everyone, thanks for dropping around. It's Michael Kerr, and you are listening to Humor at Work. One of the most effective and efficient things any team can do to improve their communication is to commit to daily huddles. Yes, daily. Now, I'm not talking about formal meetings in the boardroom, but quick standing huddles that allow everyone to check in. Four Seasons hotels and resorts are legendary for their daily huddles, where VPs review how to fix the previous day's fumbles and look at how they can offer special service to returning guests or VPs. Nurses Next Door holds 7-minute huddles every day at 10:54 a.m., where they review stats, goals, and issues. At an afternoon huddle, reviews how the day went. 1-800-GOT-JUNK daily huddles involving up to 200 employees are both motivational and operational in focus. Their 7-minute huddles are built in a room designed specifically for huddling. The huddles are led on a rotating basis by trained huddle masters. They begin each huddle with a good news item. They announce 3 critical operation numbers, review 1 department's activities, identify 1 thing the company could do better, and end by giving a positive shout-out to 1 employee. The huddles help everyone stay informed and strengthen their culture. The IT consulting company Citizant holds daily huddles where everyone presents their top priority for the day in 8 to 15 seconds. The fast-paced huddles cut down on emails and help people commit to their goals. 4 quick huddle tips. No chairs allowed. This is standing only. You want these quick. Stick to a regular time so they become a tradition. Start at an unusual time so people understand that every minute matters. Commit to a certain and short length of time. And now my fun at work tip. The Flyby Nightclub in Anchorage, Alaska features a nightly show called the Whale Fat Follies. Sounds like a riot. Now, as a way to interact with their audience in an offbeat way, the leader of the Follies asks the audience to take photos of themselves with a can of Spam. You see, Alaska is the second highest per capita consumer of Spam in the U.S., so they have a lot of fun with Spam. So they do this, and they ask audiences to take a photo of themselves with Spam in front of famous landmarks and send the photos back to the club for use in their shows and to decorate the walls of the club. So why not do a similar thing with your products? Encourage people to take offbeat photos or even short videos starring one of your products. If you don't have traditional products, then use a t-shirt, bag, or baseball cap featuring your logo. Encourage people to post them on Twitter or Instagram with a relevant hashtag or send them directly to you. Turn it into a contest by offering prizes for the most unusual or creative photos or videos. It's a simple way to encourage customers, or for that matter, hey, employees, to expand your marketing reach, become ambassadors for your business, and interact with your products in a fun way. And the quote of the week from the legendary comedian John Cleese: pompous people mistrust humor because at some level they know they can't survive very long in such an atmosphere. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, February is right around the snowdrift as I do this podcast. So I've posted on the old website, www.mikekerr.com, the list of the wacky offbeat theme days headed our way this February. For example, February 1st is Spunky Old Broad Days. The 2nd, in addition to being Groundhog Day, did you know, it's Play Your Ukulele Day. Oh yeah, that's right. February 6th, Working Naked Day. So your casual Friday just got a little more casual. February 8th is Laugh and Grow Rich Day, our kind of day here at Humor and Work. The 13th is Blame Someone Else Day. 23rd is Curling is Cool Day. The 28th is International Sword Swallowers Day. So cruise on over www.mikekerr.com or humoratwork.com and look for all the rest of the wacky offbeat February theme days. Until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.